Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. It's brought to you in association with DigiTales. I'm Radha Krishnan. Let's begin. He's a co-founder of Factor Daily and host of Outliers podcast. He believes in humanizing technology, one story at a time. He has been tracking the tech industry for over 20 years now. I'm in conversation with Pankaj Mishra and we discuss innovation in media and more.
Hi Pankaj, welcome to Mrugashira. It's great to have you on this show with me. I have got inspired into podcasting because of you.
Thank you, Radha. It's an absolute privilege and an absolute joy to be here. The journey is such that we can only get inspired from each other.
My entire curiosity sort of got triggered when you recently wrote on LinkedIn something about media organizations, editors and innovation, how media organizations and particularly editors need to be a little more open to encouraging youth to innovate and disrupt the industry. So just wanted to understand, what has been your journey and why do you feel that there is more to be done when it comes to, disrupting the market or when it comes to fresh ideas in this space?
No, absolutely, Radha. But before I jump into it, there are 2-3 things that are important for us to know. Because context is the key. Every time we are asking a question or we are trying to understand something, context is the biggest thing that matters. So in this case, for example, let us first understand that a disruption in any sector is not something new. And the way people working in the sector behave to a new thing or disruption is also largely the same, whether you are a railroad company and you were hit by when aviation happened or whatever, so there are a lot of equivalents there. So let's focus on media. I don't want to go into the details of all the battles because everything is out there. Media has had a really traumatic past decade, if you were to look at it, or more, on two fronts. One is their advertising model got disrupted because the platforms took over that battle.
Yeah.
And Facebook, Google, all of them just showed how smart algorithms can win that battle. So that was one thing that happened. The second thing that happened is on the distribution or consumption of content, wherein again, platforms were able to reach more people faster and in a much better targeted way. So a combination of these two kind of disrupted the whole media scene everywhere, and India being no exception. The reason I shared that post on LinkedIn is because, it's been over 2 decades now. I have worked across different newsrooms. I have also worked with a digital newsroom like a TechCrunch and so on. And then I became an entrepreneur myself in this space. Is that I think what is really frustrating at times is the way other sectors are looking at disruption.
Yeah.
Somehow media is not looking at it in this part of the world. You know, if you go back, every company today on planet, from Walmart to, the oil companies, all of them have accepted that they are under threat. Everyone from Amazon to a new company could eat their business, and they are trying their hard. Everything from investing in a lab inside their larger organization to making acquisitions that matter in this space and so on, right? So they are doing that. And of course, there is this famous innovator's dilemma kind of a book, theory, which explains why legacy companies take longer to innovate. But in India, unfortunately, we have not seen commitment, serious commitment in large newsrooms when it comes to long-term commitments on new ideas. And that is where I was coming from. So that is one part. And the second thing is, if you love the craft and if you love the profession, we also, as journalists, we also have to become better products.
Correct.
So the onus is also on people who make the sector to kind of try new things, experiment new things, if nothing, think of it as a long career investment. So on both the fronts, what I shared is it is a little disappointing on both the fronts, from newsroom leadership point of view, as well as the reporter or you know, foot soldier point of view.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned this, that it is, you know, both the stakeholders who need to come together. But if we see the industry per se, you know, some of the things that other industries do, let's say, for example, upskilling, or for that matter, fixing accountability and responsibility. So doesn't that make somebody who is new and who is trying to do new things a little hesitant, in the sense that, you know, some of the basic things are not there? And where is the question of disruption or innovation? And how can a youngster, you know, attempt it?
It's a very important question, Radha. And it's a question actually that drives me to do what I'm doing. Because one of my missions is that how can I get a young person to be part of this sector? And see, a sector is as good as are the people working in it. In that sense, and on an average, they have to be good. I mean, we all know that in parts there will be, you know, inertia. In parts there will be all kinds of things that plagues any old system, right? So I'm not talking about that. I'm saying so because a lot of news leaders in the country today are not themselves talking about a future. Right.
Yeah.
What happens is if I am new, if I'm young and I'm looking at them, I don't want to be part of a doomsday scenario. I want to be part of something hopeful, something even if the battle is hard, I want to be hopeful about what lies on the other side if I survive. Right. Now, the problem is not uncertainty. The problem is lack of appetite for trying new things. And a lot of leadership is focused on fighting two kinds of battles. One, of course, is about this far right and left, and everybody is trying to find their pole positioning in that sense. And, and the second battle is trying to justify their existence on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis inside their larger organizational leadership. And in these two battles, they're losing sight of playing an important role in shaping the future.
Yeah.
Who will shape the future? Who is going to do it brick by brick? And that is my biggest frustration. It is not, see, we all know it is tough. You can't create a massive structure overnight, but you have to work brick by brick. And my question is, who wants to do that? That is my biggest frustration.
Yeah, you know, this is almost like expecting elephants to dance.
There are some very exciting things that are happening on the horizon. And that starts with the whole definition of media itself. So every time people talk about doomsday scenario in media, they are necessarily referring to media as we know it, you know, from a few decades ago, which is a large newspaper or a massive newsroom. And things like that. The starting point is that definition itself is changing. Today, there are OTTs that are doing interesting things. There is entire genre of non-fiction content which is finding a completely new life. Some of the greatest stories, journalistic stories, are being told across different mediums. There are YouTube creators. You name it. So people are not going to wait just because a bunch of people who made the sector yesterday are not doing their bit to shape tomorrow. The world is not going to wait, which is why I believe another way of looking at this is this whole definition of media. What is media? If by media you mean a platform or anything that you want to call it, which kind of shares information, insights in a responsible way, and of course has a code of conduct, engages with its readers or consumers of content, you know, and kind of illuminates people, right? Kind of shines a light on, you know, the places where there is lack of knowledge on a particular topic, subject, and so on. That is media. Today, I see a lot of individuals, I see a lot of platforms doing the same job. So that's how I look at it. I think that is happening. The definition of media itself is undergoing a massive change. And on the other side, we are going to see some very exciting voices. We are going to be looking at some very disruptive storytelling, journalistic storytelling. I'm very hopeful.
Tell me about your entire Factor Daily journey. How would you sum it up, both from an innovation point of view, from market impact point of view?
So when we started Factor Daily, we went live in 2016 May. The idea was, how can we tell stories from the intersection of tech and society?
Okay.
And because a lot of tech reporting was focused on gadget reviews and so on, and we believe that technology is changing everything around us in two ways. One is where there is the dark side of technology, where it weakens the weak. It is kind of an underbelly, right? And the second part is where it shines light, it illuminates, it democratizes, it empowers people with information. So our starting point was that, can we make sense of both these aspects of technology through journalistic reportage, on an ongoing basis. We experimented everything from building the first news bot in Asia to a lot of experiments we did. One of the things in entrepreneurship was that I told myself, if in 3 years we are not profitable, I'm going to put a pause. And when after 3 years we were covering only half our costs, I decided to take a break from Factor Daily. I went back to a proper job because you got to put bread on the table. And then I came back. And that is what you see in Factor Daily 2.0. Because I realized that for a good product to survive and be available on the other side, when this disruption is over or kind of slows down, people have settled down, we need to focus disproportionately on the innovation and on the product. Battle of business model and distribution were very distracting. And if I had kept at it, it would have consumed perhaps another decade or 5 years or 6 years for me. So it was making that call. It was making that decision that how can we now build something that lasts longer and crosses this so-called startup valley of death, and wherein we are able to, without any distraction, focus on core innovation on the product itself and kind of go back to the original mission of journalism, which is basically tell stories that matter and things like that. So in Factor Daily 2.0, we don't have any news cycles for that matter, right? We don't have a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, anything like that. We focus on few topics. And we will be committing ourselves to those few topics over the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years. We believe that we want to move the needle by this approach. And one of my beliefs, like I mentioned, is every story is a product. That was the biggest learning I had. And we are already seeing opportunities. The slow, deep journalism. And for that, finally, a good way of looking at us is that we are a media lab. And stories are one of the outcomes for us.
What do you mean by a media lab?
So, I mean, we call ourselves a lab, Factor Daily Media Lab Foundation, in fact, is because labs mean experimentation. Labs mean hunkering down and building things, right? Labs also mean a very solid intersection of technology, journalism, tools, formats, all of that come together. And the first two story projects that we launched and the interactive that we did on Seelampur, where your phone goes to die, it was an animation story, animated story. We have learned the entire process of how can you tell a story through animation. And I call it lab for another reason, is because in the coming few months, you will see us open source everything that we are building at Factor Daily. Every tool, every technology, every process will be out there for anyone to learn. And as part of that, we have also started Factor Daily Fellows. We already have our first fellow on board. She's going to focus on the topic of mental health And there are lots of deep intersections it has with technology and science. So those fellows who will come and work on these story projects will have access to all these tools, this power to experiment. And wherever they go back, in whatever form, we believe that it will contribute in kind of creating a new cadre of journalists who will look at the future and who will become better products.
Which means that anybody who is interested in telling a good story can be part of Factor Daily and the Media Lab and, you know, tell the story, but not necessarily be committed to the organization as an employee.
Absolutely, that model is there. Of course, there are certain things that we are focused on. So our intersections are technology, science, and society. So every story project is at the intersection of one of these, how tech is influencing the society or how science is shaping the society of people, things like that, right? So that is that one playground that we have. The second thing is what makes a story project. We have a ready reckoner. We have received a lot of interest from people across, I mean, not just journalism, but different fields. There are young researchers and people working in different sectors who have reached out to us with their ideas. What makes a story project is that it has to be a topic that is at the intersection of these three things that I talked about, tech, science, and society. The second thing is that it should deserve commitment for the next few years and not just thinking about it in terms of number of stories, okay, one or two stories, but keeping at it. Is that, does that topic deserve few years of commitment? If it does, then this is one of the conditions that we look for. And of course, the most important thing for us is code, code of conduct, ethics, integrity. And the fourth dimension is the domain knowledge itself, because I personally believe that we as journalists are very poor when it comes to domain expertise. And especially on topics like these. So for every story project, we partner with grassroots organization. For electronic waste, we partner with Toxic Links. For our project on CSAM, which is child pornography online, we partner with Aramb India. And going forward, for every story project, we will be doing that.
That's interesting. And I look forward to Factor Daily 2.0. And all the best to you, Pankaj. Thanks. It was great talking to you.
Grateful to be here. And it's a real privilege, Radha, to be talking and sharing field notes from the battlefield.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrugashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrugashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.